Michael's Victoria, how can I help?
Yep, Steve, you're speaking with Brian. Brian O'Connor, I'm the mortgage officer in MSC Active. How are you?
Fantastic.
Steve, if you remember, you spoke to one of my executives regarding your mortgage, and you told him that your mortgage balance is like $750 right now, correct?
Correct.
And the interest rate that you're paying is 14.7%?
Yeah.
And it's with whom? Which one?
Yes.
Yep. Which bank are you dealing with?
I'm dealing with Westpac Bank, actually.
All right.
Yes.
So why are you paying 14% variable now?
I actually pay a little bit more than that because I also have a thing with a local loan shark who charges a bit more. It's all you can do when you're in dire financial problems that I'm in. Can you help me?
Yes, definitely. Just give me a second. I can drop the interest rate with a very good margin. Just give me a second.
Fantastic. Thanks.
Hey, Steve. How you guys today?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, mate.
Wonderful. You're speaking with George Green, the senior mortgage officer and investigator.
Thanks.
From MSB Access.
I wouldn't speak with anyone less than a senior person. That's just the kind of guy I am.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm the mortgage officer and mortgage investigator in MSC Access. I'm one of the managers as well.
Yep. Great.
And I've also noticed, Steve, that at the moment you are paying pretty high interest rate. It's about 14.7 variable rate.
Well, yeah, that's true through that loan, but I also have a thing with a kind of loan shark, which cost me a bloody fortune, mate. I'm paying about 22%, so anything that you can do to help will be great.
Right. All right. And are you fixed or that'll be variable part?
Variable.
Labor, my goodness. All right. And how much do you save with the mortgage balance on that?
$876,000. Yeah.
And how much do you save?
And 53 cents.
All right. And how much do you save with the property value of your house, I think? About how much?
$8.4 million.
$8.4 million, correct?
Yep.
That is the combined you're talking about or the same one? The one that is 48 cents in place?
Yes.
Right. All right. That's. And you've got that loan from Westpac?
Westpac and Louis the Shark.
What's the other one?
Louis the Shark. He's a loan shark. Works out in the right place.
Oh, Louis the Shark.
Yeah, Louis the Shark.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. And do you have any additional, like, any loan on your... I mean, are you working full-time?
No. I've been unemployed for about 6 months now with a global financial crisis. It's pretty...
All right, okay. So you're working full-time, is it?
Yes, full-time.
All right, no problems. All right. And it's been how long to you that you're full-time, Steve?
How long? This job? I've been this job for now.
Not on this job? Ever since you're working full-time?
2 weeks.
Okay. No problem, sir. And how about your wife? She's working as
well? My wife works, yes.
She works full-time?
I guess you could call it that. She's works in a massage parlor, so she works at night.
All right. Would that be a full-time job or part-time?
Yeah, full-time. It's a flat-out.
Full-time. And, you are working as a manager, a supervisor? What's your...
I'm a head honcho, right. Basically, is my title.
What's your... okay. And at the moment, Steve, are you looking for any loans on that?
Yes.
How much are you looking for right now?
Well, I'm looking for an investment property so that I can open up a bar, basically an Italy bar in a factory somewhere. So the one I'm looking at is $1.4 million.
What are they like?
And they don't have any problem with dealing with if I'm doing something that's kind of in the grey area of the law. Right. Okay.
So no problem. Whatever you want, whatever you want to opt for, you can go for. You said 40.7% variable on that one. That's from Westpac. And would that be load up or that's pulled up?
It's a load up.
It's a load up.
Yeah.
All right. No problem.
Fantastic.
And I believe you have good credit rating.
I have an A1 credit rating.
A1. That's wonderful. Wonderful. Now you won't have any problems. You will get your loan sanctioned as quickly as possible. I would say. All right.
Yeah.
So, how much you reckon would be your annual household income before taxes? I mean, combining your partners as household wise.
Our combined income last year, financial year, was $720,000, I think.
All right. No problem, sir. Okay. All right. And do you have any dependents, like any children, kids?
No, I have a drug dependency, if that's what you mean.
All right, no problem. So, and you do not have any additional loans at the moment, like any loan on any other properties, car loan, personal loans?
Oh, well, just, there's a few kind of personal loans out that are being called in as we speak. Actually, I've got one to Frank, who's a local bookmaker. He's got a bit of money owing, but I think we should be able to handle that quite well, actually.
All right, and how much do you say would be the outstanding on that one?
I'm doing about $30,000 a week with Frank.
$30,000, do you say?
Yeah. At least. I spend about $30,000 a week with him, and last week I just had a pretty bad week. None of my horses came in with this. I don't know if you're keeping in touch with the news. The Hendra virus has wiped out the stables, and it's been pretty devastating, actually. But we'll cope.
Okay, that's wonderful. And that company belongs to you? I mean, are you the
Yeah, I started the company. I'm the sole shareholder.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
You own all these stocks, all the shares.
All the stock, yeah, mate. And we're contemplating doing a bit of a float soon to raise a few more funds.
All right, so that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any? Do you have any revenue coming out from shares? Like any shares?
Yes, I have shares in ABC Child Learning Centres. I have shares in HIH Finance. And several other companies have gone broke over the years.
No, all right, because these days the markets are going through a financial mayhem.
Yeah, mayhem is not the word that I'd use, but yes, it's a good word. Catastrophic meltdown. But it's all good. I'm optimistic. I've lost about 93% of the value of my shares.
Uh-huh.
It's according to my clairvoyant. She says that. What we did was we slaughtered the goat and read its entrails, and in the entrails of the goat it say that it's on the way back. And as far as we can tell at the moment, it's actually coming good.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well, that's
so, you know, you've got to trust these sort of things, because if you don't, if you just go on a gut instinct rather than, you know, scientific stuff, then you just haven't got a hope with the stock market, I find.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so where were we?
Yeah, Steve, I was just... Wonderful. So what time you say, what day and time, according to your calendar, according to your diary?
It would be a good time for someone to meet me. How about this, or Sunday, any Sunday at about 11:30 p.m. is the best time for me, to be honest.
All right. What I'll do is, I'll let my experts know, one of the best offices.
Yep.
And I'm going to send them to you. He'll be coming to your place Sunday, 11:30.
About 11:30 p.m. And we can arrange some special entertainment for them too.
All right, okay. And how about any? I mean, it's not obvious. Sunday is the day that I believe you must be aware. Slogans don't work, right?
Yes.
So would that be any other day? And like any other day that
No, not really. It's just Sunday nights, 11:30, because we. Search parlor and working prostitution, we do work mostly at nights, so that's the best time for us. We're just getting out of bed at the moment after a big night last night.
All right, so all
Boy, is that not a good time for your people?
All you have is Sunday, is it right?
Yeah, Sunday nights at 11:30. We're looking for some big money here, and premium. We'd pay someone to come out that time. Separately.
All right. Well, the thing is that, let me tell you, just give me a second, let me check who will be coming to your place. Just give me a second.
Terrific. I get wild.
I got it. Yes. Michelle will be coming to your place. For you.
Fantastic. 11:30 on Sunday night.
What I'll do is I'll make a note of this that she should give a call to you a day before coming.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
And so that.
And which Sunday night is this? Are we talking about the day after tomorrow?
No. It cannot be on Sunday.
Okay. Sunday. I thought you said Sunday night was okay. Well, this throws my whole calendar into disarray. Well, what night
that's
then?
If you say I can make it for Monday.
11:30 at night.
All right, I'll make sure. I'll let her know, first of all.
Thank you very much.
About that.
Yes.
All right, and they'll be for Monday, 11th. Yeah, she'll phone you as well. And can I have, what number you say she can reach you on? What is the best number?
The number that you called me on is the best number.
End of final message. Memory full.